And so I'm outside Stockwell Tube on a bitterly cold Thursday morning for the unveiling of the new permanent memorial to Jean-Charles de Menezes. And so those that are familiar with the local area, I'm standing right in between Costcutters and Stockwell Tube. And it was this very, very place where five years ago, in the hours, in the aftermath, after the shooting of Jean-Charles, a very makeshift memorial started to emerge. And initially it was a few flowers, and then a few poems, and then as the story developed over the days, weeks, months, and even years, it became a shrine, quite a permanent shrine towards Jean-Charles. And it was lovingly attended each Friday by a group of local supporters. And a campaign was launched for something a lot more permanent. And what we have this morning is the fruition of this campaign with the mosaic, which is about to be unveiled. It is very, very cold here. We're not quite sure what the delay is. We're not even quite sure who's going to be doing the unveiling, but I'm sure it will take place quite soon. Now, if I had a sneak preview of the mosaic, it really is quite wonderful. It says it's got the iconic image of Jean-Charles, the picture that has been widely used during the campaign, and it says in huge letters in the mosaic, "Innocent." Now, already there's been a steady stream of all the commuters heading down Clapham Road, going towards Stockwell Tube, and people already are stopping and looking, even though there is currently a drape over the mosaic ahead of the official unveiling. People locally are noticing that the makeshift shrine that's been there for 5 years somehow has now disappeared, and we have something a lot more permanent and a lot more fitting. There was, of course, a Brazilian flag in tribute to Jean-Charles that was painted on the Stockwell Memorial Gardens memorial there, and it got painted over by Lambeth Council, who didn't think that it was quite right that we should be remembering one of those events in Stockwell in amongst all the other pictures that have actually been painted on the memorial there. So now finally we have something that's quite permanent. Okay, we have a few more people gathering, a bit more attention, as well as a workman who is beavering away near to the scene, and hopefully we shall have the permanent memorial to Jean-Charles being unveiled very soon here in Stockwell.